It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
In honor of America with the playing of our national anthem.
Lane, 5'7" in sophomore from Staley High School here in Kansas City. Staying out of Cedar Hill, California, not Kansas City. 5'7" inch junior guard, Taylor Shelby. From Cedar Hill, McGee is the 5'9" from Shreveport, Louisiana. The player college ball, her community college ball in Garden City. Tell us, Monza star, out of Sweden, six foot freshman, and running out at 6'2" out of Iceland, Kent. Park Academy, for Michaela. Park comes into the ball game tonight. 3-7 on the season. 21st season, Chad Folsom is going to be starting. Allie Kramer, the 5'7 junior from Nemaha Central. Out of Jefferson County North, it'll be 5'11 junior guard Josie Weiser. Twyla Karis Grillo is 5'10, a senior from Verona, Missouri. Out of Wichita's Cape and Mount Carmel, 6'1 sophomore Jennifer Jacobson rounding it out. Aaliyah Raines from Jeff West High School, she's a 5'8 senior. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it as the ball goes up the tip of the way. Control down for the Lady Ravens, and we are underway. Benedictine with the basketball going from right to, or from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. Kramer will bring it off on top. She's going to square up. She's going to launch a three. She's going to drain it. Perfectly done. Allie Kramer puts Benedictine in front early, 3-0. We are a half a minute into the game. Clark will swing it over to the right side, look into the middle where there's no room, comes back out on top. Marston feeds it to the middle. The shot is up. No good. Rebound tipped out. Coming up with it is going to be Kramer. She'll drive it down the floor. Goes coast to coast. Has it stripped out of her hands. It's going to roll out of bounds. And it will come back to Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens have the basketball leading it 3-0. You looked at this Clark team as they were warming up and on the bench. They have some great height on this team. They are tall. The ball is going to come in. Driving in the middle is going to be Raines. Lots of contact, and they're going to call a travel. Allie Raines running into Maritson. And again, we talk about at 6 foot tall out of Sweden. Kramer just got, or rather, Raines just kind of bounces off of her. Still need the travel. Back up with Wilcombe Park. Park in the home plate with maroon and gold lettering a trim. They work the ball around to the left side, drive in the side of the baseline. The runner from the side is up and no good. Rebound is going to be scrummed for, and Lady Ravens are going to control it down. And as she comes down with the basketball, Aaliyah Raines gets fouled. First foul of the ball game will belong to Michaela Ortiz. So Michaela has the first foul of the game at an 8:45 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine is back on offense, leading 3-0. Lady Ravens are going to bring it up high above the three-point line. Twyla is going to have it. A little skip pass to the left. Now they'll go back door. JJ goes in, goes up, draws a foul and coming to the line for two. Jacobs is just inside of the right block. Has it fallen as she goes up, towering players leaning over her. This time it's going to be Aiko Lane. A-I-K-O. They tell me it's pronounced Aiko. And the free throw by Jennifer Jenkins is good. Benedictine goes up 4-0. One more shot. Make it 5. So at 8:36 to go in the opening quarter, Lady Ravens on top 5-0. Parks bringing it back up the floor. Lots of games going on around the conference tonight. One game was played last night. One tomorrow. And now the cross-court pass by Park is going to be stolen. Josie Wise will get her first touch of the game. She'll get the outlet pass to Raines. Back on the top. Josie straight away. It's for three off the right side. No good. Rebound is going to be on the floor. It'll be cleared away by Park. Ortiz coming up with the basketball. And into the forecourt comes Taylor Shelby. Shelby will dish it over to the right side. Lane with the basketball. Starts to the top. Now lobs it to the right side of the free throw lane. The ball's going to be batted away. Knocked away by Jacobs. Picked up by Weiser. Here comes Kramer. She'll swing it down the left side. Dribble it back out to the top. 7:50 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the basketball. Lady Ravens leading it here. 5-0. Out on top, Josie. She's picked up an interesting defensive switch as the 5 for Park is guarding her. Now the pass over to the right side is going to be batted away. Knocked out of bounds. Donitra McGee got a hand on that. And it goes out of play right adjacent to the Park bench, and Coach Cooper. 6 on the shot clock as the Lady Ravens getting set to put it in and throwing it down to the baseline where there's absolutely no one. Turnover. 7.5 to go in the first. Park back up the floor with it. They look inside, find nothing. Bring it back out on top. Driving in, little contact, and a foul, I believe, on Twyla. No. A foul on Josie. So Josie Weiser will pick up her first foul of the game. Park will be putting it back in with 21 on the shot clock. He'll lob it in way out on top. Michael Lane will have it. Swings it over to Marston. Back and forth with it on top. It's going to be Shelby. No room in the middle. Back it will go. Lane shoots for three. Doesn't get it. Weiser coming down with a rebound. One hand push pass. Up the court with it will come. Kramer. She'll drive it in the middle. Then dribble it back off on top. Swing back over to the right side. Back to the left. Starts into the lane. Gets it there. To Twyla. Twyla. Pass from the baseline. She gets pushed. Father was trying to kick it back out from beneath the goal to the outside as the defense is kind of collapsed down into the middle. She's going to set up one of her teammates for an uncontested three, and in the process, Marston will pick up her first foul. That's three for Park. Benedictine has one team foul so far. Lady Raymond with it. Reigns will jump it off. Says jumper up and good. Twyla for two. Twyla picking up the bucket. The assist will go to Aaliyah Reigns and the Lady Ravens lead against 7-0. 6:40 to go in the first. Lady Pirates with it on the right side. McKee with the basketball. Looks to the top. Now takes it back. Give and go. McKee getting inside. Lays it up and in. First point of the ballgame for the Lady Pirates. 7-2 Benedictine. 6:20 to go in the first. Women's College basketball tonight here on K Radio. Happy to have you with us. Ladies game now, guys game coming up at around 7:30, depending on the duration of this one. Kip Bass comes out on top. Here's Quiller with it. Out on top, JJ for three. It'll be a little bit short. Hits the front of the rim with a long rebound. Held down by Park. Taken down by Michaela Ortiz. Into the forecourt with it will come Taylor Shelby. Park back on offense, trailing in the ball game by five. Topside with it is going to be Lane. Now between the circles of Shelby. Comes back off on top, mishandled for a moment by Marston. Neither team has made a substitution yet. Here's a three from straight away. No good. Rebounding down, Carasquillo and Benedictine. Up court for the basketball. Allie Kramer into the forecourt. You can watch Allie as the season has gone on. Every game it seems like she has gotten more comfortable and has returned to old form from back in when she came from the Thunder. A couple of things happening right here. First of all, we have a whistle and a foul. It will be foul number two for Parks. Tilda Marston. And for Benedictine, three substitutions into the game. And interesting substitutions, too. I'll pick those up here just a second. But right now, BC on offensive ball is going to be knocked free, stolen away. It's rolling around on the floor, covered up by BC, and finally we're going to get a jump ball called. And a possession arrow to Park. Into the game for Benedictine has come 5'6 sophomore Kennedy Nicholson out of Wichita's Eisenhower. Maddie Garrettson is in the game, a 5'11 junior from Blue Valley Southwest. And also coming in, Kyra Misiraka, a 6'3 junior from Mustang, Oklahoma. Halfway through the opening quarter. Benedictine back on defense, leading in the ballgame, 7-2. And we're going to have a five-second call. Garrison in front of Michael Lane and couldn't get rid of the ball. Great defense by Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to bring it up the court. And coming up the floor with it, Kennedy Nicholson. Last year, Kennedy is a freshman. Got so much valuable playing time. BC will skip it out on top. Twine over the basketball, drives down the left side of the lane, kicks it over to Kennedy, whose baseline three is too strong. And the rebound is tipped out. Garrison tries to save it, but can't get it in before it gets away. We'll come back in to Park from deep in the backcourt. Neither team has put anything on the board now in quite a while. We're at 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Benedictine's last score came over 2 minutes ago. Quite a lot of fans on hand, and I will be very candid as the driving shot is up and no good, and the rebound pulled down by Kyra. So a driving layup for Park into the game is Darjuna Harris. So Park brings Darjuna into the game, a 5'10 sophomore from Las Vegas coming out of Adams State. And Twyla drives to the baseline, and Darjuna fouls her. Park has picked up their fifth team foul, and Benedictine will come to the free throw line. Yeah, the Ravens said to make a substitution, but the official goes, no. We're going to wait till the first free throw is taken here by Twyla, and then you may enter. It's up and good. Now 8-2 Lady Ravens. And that, it's going to be a substitution for Twilight. So if she hits this one, which she does not, Park will come down with a rebound and Lady Pirates up court with it. 4:05 and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Benedictine in front, 8-2. Pass down to the left side, getting underneath. Power move into the lane. It's up and good for Grace Dixon. Nice job by Grace Dixon, the 6'1 freshman from Manhattan, Kansas. Oh, Manhattan Indian here. 3:48 to go. The feet underneath. Kyra with the easy layup. Kyra's first bucket of the game. 10-4. Lady Ravens. BC's got three more players at the scorer's table. Park comes down, driving right. The shot is up and missing. Rebound tipped out. It'll be hauled down by Aaliyah. Reigns will outlet it. Down the left side, Maddie. Garrettson all alone misses the uncontested layup. But she's able to get her own rebound. Kicks it back to Mr. Rocca. And Benedict will reset the offense. Lady Ravens right now have got Kennedy at the one. And here's a three by Aaliyah Reigns. And I was just going to say they've got Aaliyah at the two. And she knocks down the long-range shot. 13-4, Benedictine by nine. 2:55 to go in the first. And still, Benedictine with three and Park with one player at the scorer's table waiting for a dead ball opportunity. The drive to the right side, and the jumper's up and good by Lane. Heiko Lane will have her first bucket of the game. 13-6 BC. Into the forecourt comes Kennedy. Nicholson changes direction. Guarded very closely by Denitra McGee. Dumps it over to the left side. Garrettson to the free throw line. Goes back door. And another bucket. Garrettson the assist. And two more for Rain. It is 15-6. NBC by nine. And there's a drive into the lane. The shot goes up, but a foul is committed by Benedictine. The whistle's going to be on Reigns. It'll be her first, Lady Ravens, second foul of the quarter. And now, five players coming in. Three for Benedictine. Now four coming in for Benedictine. 1-2 coming in for Park.
And for Park, number one.
Now, wait a minute. Park has just taken three off the floor, and they're playing with four players out there. Park's got four players, you know. Oh, we got one. Is she coming out of the game? Oh, okay. Is she going to stay? She just went way back. Getting a towel. We're coming to the free throw line. Stepping up to the line. Free throw rolls up and in. So Denitra McGee hits both of her shots. Makes it 15-8. And let's check that Benedictine five on the floor, shall we? There's a drive over to the left side, spinning, twisting, the shot goes up, and it's going to be batted away. And Benedictine is going to turn it back over. Walking up the floor with it. Here comes Park. They'll have it up top side. Work around to the right side, dump it into the corner. Way deep the corner. No room, back out on top. 11 on the shot clock. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Park with it on the left side. 16-footer is going to be too strong. Rebounding it down is Josie Weiser. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson, Kramer, Weiser, Herrera, Dixon in the game. For Benedictine, Grace is out there to 6'1 freshman. Here's a shot that's on its way and it's no good. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Park. A minute 10 to go in the first quarter. 15-8, Benedictine. Park on the right side. Iva, her shot is up. No, and we're going to have another Lady Raven foul. And it is on Benedictine's Kiana Herrera. So Kiana, the 5'11 freshman from St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc High School, will have her first foul of the game. Lady Raven team foul three, and Park will return to the free throw line, trailing by seven. First shot, in and out, no good. At the line is Iva Drobjak, a 5'7" sophomore from Belgrade, Serbia. Second free throw, she'll hit. 15-9. Lady Ravens by a half dozen as we were inside a minute to play in the first. Kramer back in the game now. Comes way out on top for Benedictine to Grace Dixon. Grace sets up a screen. Driving to the baseline. The feet underneath. Grace for about eight misses a short jump shot. And a rebound coming back down to Park. Lady Pirates coming up. Taylor Shelby swings it over to the left side to McGee. McGee will drive the top of the key. Kicks it back over to the right. Drop deck. The feet underneath. Her backward shot is up. No good. Rebounding it down is Josie. She'll pull up a dribble now. Getting it away. Up court for the basketball is going to come Herrera back over to Josie. Josie trying to get it to Kramer, finally does. 19 on the shot clock, 20 on the game clock. Opening quarter winding down. Now the Ravens crossbow pass is stolen. Mark for the last chance. Tanner Shelby, outlet pass, driving layup. It's going to be good by Pedicaro. Marina Pedicaro's in the game. BC, 5 seconds, 4. Lady Ravens only leading by 4, and we're going to have a foul on the up court play. Allie Kramer is run into and fouled by Taylor Shelby. And back to the line once again will come the Lady Ravens with 2 seconds left in the opening quarter. Allie was going to step up there. She hit a three to start the game, and she'll hit her first free throw. 4 points now for Allie Kramer. It is 16-9, Benedict, or 16-11, 16-11. And now 17-11. Park will bring it in, and that will bring us to the end of the opening quarter. First quarter of the ladies' game in the book. We'll be back. Second coming up, the score here in Parkville, Missouri. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 17, Park University 11.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you here in Parkville, Missouri, for the Benedictine Lady Ravens enjoy a 17-11 lead at the end of the opening quarter. Looking at the scoring for you for BC, Aaliyah Range chasing away with 5, Allie Kramer right behind her with 4, Twyla, 3-2 apiece, Grace Dixon, and Kyra Fisiraka. For Park, it was a 4-point opening quarter for McGee, Danitra McGee. Benedictine in the first quarter hit 45% of their shots, a third from the outside, and 5 of 6 at the free throw line. A good start for BC. Lady Ravens are going to have it in to begin the second quarter. Driving down, baseline shot won't go for Range, and the follow shot, a foul committed, and again, Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Lady Ravens missing her shot for the baseline, but as she got the offensive rebound and was going back up for a second shot, she gets fouled. Robin Jack picks up the foul. It'll be her first and the first of the second quarter by either team, and the free throw is rolling around and in. So Aaliyah Raines now with a half a dozen points for Benedictine. Park shooting 4 of 12 at 33% from the floor. Second free throw is also good. Lady Ravens go up now 19-11. They have led by as many as 9, up 8 right now. BC's going to press a little bit on the upcourt play. Park will take it down the left side, feet into the lane, hook pass right. Beautiful movement of the basketball. Uncontested layup for Marina Perdiguero. Marina Perdiguero out of Malaga, Spain, a 6'1 freshman. I talked about it in the pregame show. Park has a stable of tall, tall players. Benedictine up court with it. Leading in the ball game, 19-13. Here's a pass down to the baseline, and the Ravens are going to lose it out of bounds. Back will come to the Lady Pirates. Got a couple of very experienced head coaches here. 21 seasons for Chad Folsom. Coach Cooper, 13 seasons now at Park. Pirates into the fourth quarter and quickly with it down to the left side, Taylor Shelby. Taylor starts to the top, reverses direction, falls away, falling away, shot nicely done, up and in. First bucket of the ballgame for Taylor Shelby. And that Lady Raven lead has been whittled to four. It's 19-15, Benedictine. Allie Kramer comes out on top. Josie will launch the three. Not going to go. Rebound Park. Drama Jack coming up with it. She'll go coast to coast. And what a job. Great. She got down the court. Knew she was going to have contact. Got the feet planted. Stood in. Took the punishment but drew the foul. And Drama Jack will have her second foul. Both of them have come here in the second quarter. 8.5 to go in the half. Benedictine with a basketball and a 4-point lead. Alec Kramer walks it up with a right-hand dribble, crossing at the logo, dumps it over to the left side. Twyla back in the game. Now out on top is going to be JJ. Back over to the right to Kramer. Benedictine has his starting five back out there, and we're going to have a foul off the basketball. And, yeah, I would have suspected maybe it's going to belong to Jacobs, Jennifer's first foul tonight. Jennifer Jacobs, 2 points in the ballgame, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Stop. 19-15, Benedictine in front. Park will run to the baseline. Here's a little one-handed floating shot that is too strong. Rebounding it back down. Jacobs, BC back on offense. Kramer will sweep down the left side, come off the screen by Raines. Now reverse, bring it off on top. Raines will have it on the left side, way up in the wing, about a half a step above the three-point circle, goes right side. Twyla goes in, goes up, and a flop underneath, and they're going to call Twyla for the offensive foul. That time, Iva Drama Jack, she took a gamble there. She was either going to draw the offensive foul, which she was able to do, foul number one, by the way, for Twyla, or she was going to pick up her third foul on a block. Rolled the dice and came out on top that time. Still, 19-15 Benedictine. Outlet pass down the floor. The layup off the window, no good. Rebounding it down. BC, Jacobs with the basketball. Lady Raven, there's a cutter. Reverse layup. Good by Josie. First point of the ball game for Weiser. 21-15 Benedictine. 7:27 to play. First half. Talking about the crowd, you can hear number one through the loudspeakers because they are pointed right at me here, so they just blare. We've got a foul underneath, and it is on. Twyla. Second foul of the ball game for Twyla. And Benedictine is going to bring both Maddie Garrison and Kiana Herrera back into the game. Garrison, the junior, Herrera, the freshman. Park will come to the free throw line for a pair of shots. The shot is up, no good. One more coming up here for Marina Perdiguayo. She looks it over, not much of a knee bend, just throws it up the basket and it goes in. 21-16, Benedictine, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Cooper. And Joseph, let's take a break, shall we? 7:16 to go, opening half of the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 21, Park 16.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here on the campus of Park University, we're talking to the new athletic director here before the ball game and telling me that students are through finals and the campus is pretty much uninhabited right now. Lady Ravens drive in, we get a whistle, we get a travel, and SEC, getting in a hurry to drive into the middle. Kiana Herrera will be whistled for the travel, and the Lady Ravens not putting much on the board here in this quarter. Josie's hit two, and a couple of free throws by Aaliyah Raines, and that is all the points for Benedictine in the first 3-plus minutes of the second quarter. Hart back into the forecourt. Robichak with it. She will go over to the right side. Knife into the lane. Her pass over to the right edge. Looking for McGee. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Raines. Back will come to Park from the far side. 15 on the shot clock. McGee will do the inbound. Robichak will take it up on top. She's running the club from the one right now. She'll stop, square up, go for the three. It's too strong. And the long rebound is on the floor. And it's going to roll out of bounds and belong to Park. Talking about the crowd, I thought you could hear the speakers right in front of us. You're also going to hear the crowd. They are in close proximity, and I would tell you it is a 4 or 5 to 1 Benedictine crowd on hand here today. The Ravens fans have traveled really, really well. A lot of Kansas City area fans have made their way here to Parkville, Missouri tonight. Lady Pirates of the basketball. Shot clock rolling along at 10. Top side with it is going to be McGee. She'll swing it over to the right side. The baseline three. Green.
Wow. What a shot by Paraguayo.
Paraguayo will hit her first 3-point shot. She's got 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game, and the Benedictine lead is trimmed to 2. 21-19 BC. 6 minutes to play in the first half. Driving to the baseline. The shot is going to be rejected out of the hands of Kennedy Nicholson. On the floor for Benedictine right now, Nicholson, Garrison, Jacobs, Raines, and Herrera. Not sure we've ever seen that 5 this season. Nicholson brings it in, little back door up, and plus one. That was a great job, Kennedy. She saw the inbound play, realized that her teammate was cutting down the side of the lane, a little bounce pass in, up and in with the shot, and Kiana has a chance at a conventional three here. Won't get it. Rebound. It's going to be saved in the corner by Park. That foul, by the way, was on Marina Paraguayo. 23-19, Lady Ravens. We're down to 5:40 to play in the half. Park will have it up top side. Swings it over to the right. Taylor Shelby steps inside. Goes from 18 off the rim 2 times. No good. Rebounding it down. Herrera, here's Benedictine. Raines will bring it down. She's 1-on-2, and the ball kicks off her foot. It goes out of bounds at the baseline. Coach Bolson, you hear the clapping in the background. That's him right in front and below us here. As he's shifting his team's defense, they're going to put a little pressure on the inbound. It'll come in out on top. And Raines coming up the court defending. We'll pick up the foul. Lady Raines, second foul of the ball game. 14 fouls here in the very first half. BC will make a substitution. Mark will make a substitution. The Ravens are going to take Jennifer Jacobs out. And Kyra Siraka will come in. Back into the game for Park will come Akil Lane. As Park puts it in play, we hope you're enjoying women's college basketball here on K-Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. Guys game coming up at 7:30 for this Hoops doubleheader. The runner from the right side for Park is off the window and good. Off the window and in, and Park is back again within 2 at 23-21. Lady Ravens with the round to the right side. Hey! Back over to Kyra. On the right side of the lane. Up on top. Starting to drive in. Bringing it back out on top. Kramer kicks it over to Kennedy. Feeds to Kyra. Shot clock to 6. Miss Uraka goes beneath the goal. Her shot partially deflected. Rebound is rolling around. Park's going to pick it up. Little baseball pass to midcourt. Called in by Taylor Shelby. Park with an opportunity at their first lead of the game. Spinning, twisting, turning. And now there's a foul. Who's going to call an offensive foul? Grace Dixon was doing everything in her power to try to get a little elbow room, turning, as I mentioned, twisting, finally kind of lowering that shoulder and moving a defender out of the way. And Grace or excuse me, and not Grace, but Michaela with that foul. 4:15 to play. Back in the game, Josie Weiser goes to the right side. The ball gets loose. Saved out on top, Allie Kramer. Allie will stop. She'll launch a three and hit her second three of the game. Allie Kramer with seven. 26-21 Benedictine. Inside 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Robin Jack into the fourth court. Again between the circles, Taylor Shelby. Benedictine into the player defense. The bounce pass into the lane and quick hands by Kennedy Nicholson.
Number 11,
got to the ball, knocked it away and out of bounds. Park is going to bring Donitra McGee back into the game. And into the game also for Park is going to come Christian Robbins, a freshman from Platte County High School, right up the road in Platte City. 10 on the shot clock as Park puts it in play. 3.5 to go in the half. The little left-handed hook shot. Nope. Rebound. Nicholson. Kennedy coming up the floor is up. Ravens are going to run into the fourth court. Kennedy will slow down. Brings it off on top. Herrera. Over to the right side. It goes to Kramer. VC off to the left. Driving in. Up, up the window. Count the bucket. Plus one. What a play. Kennedy Nicholson. She just accelerated to the hoop. Draws the foul. Hit the bucket. Looking at a three-point play. It's going to be the second foul of the ball game for Akeel Lane. Free throw, in and out, won't go. Rebound is on the floor, rolling around, and Lane is going to pick up the board. 28-21, Benedictine. Park coming down the floor with it. Lane will take it all the way to the left side, push it back off on top. Kurt Aguayo will have it. Lane back to the right side. She will go into the lane, hits the runner. Nicely done by Lane, her fourth point this evening. 28-23, Benedictine. We're inside 3 minutes ago now, 2:55 and rolling along toward halftime. Out on top is going to be Nicholson. Chip cut into the lane. Beautiful bounce pass in the left-handed layup is up and in. Kiana Herrera, the assist, Kennedy Nicholson. 30-23 BC, 2:40 left in the half. And coming up the court, Park with a little mental miscue. Travels with the basketball. Benedict is going to have it back in. Into the game, Park will make a substitution. They're going to bring in Angel Wigan out of Kansas City, Missouri, North Central Missouri College. But first, we're going to get a Raven timeout. Let's take a break with Coach Folsom. 2:39 to go in the first half in Parkville, where it's the Lady Ravens of Benedictine 30, Park University 23.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
As we return, the Lady Ravens put the ball in play at midcourt in front of the scorer's table. And now Allie Kramer gets bugged, surrounded by two defenders, knocked to the floor. The official's going to call one of them for a foul. Coach Bolson is quickly on his feet, goes all the way to midcourt to make sure that Allie's okay, but she's quickly back up and says she's fine. Seems to be doing okay here.
Allie Kramer.
The foul is going to be on Angel Wiggins. And this was telling you that Angel had just checked into the game. Going to transfer out of North Central Missouri College. And a free throw up and in for Allie Kramer. Allie having a great first half. That is her 8th point tonight. And that free throw will not go in. Park rebounds it away. The board coming down to Herdaguayo. And back up the floor with the Lady Pirates. The pass into the middle is going to be knocked away by Kyra. Kisiraka touched the last. It'll be Park basketball. 22 on the shot clock, 2:26 to go in the half. Park will be putting it in play from the very corner of the sideline right at the end of the Benedictine bench. Inbounding it is going to be McGee, and her inbound is going to be knocked away, and the Ravens thought it was off Park. Coach Bolson is right there. Being a helpful sort of a guy, trying to give a little assist to the official down here, helping him decide which way it comes in. But it is going to be Park basketball. Long cross-court pass. Park will handle it up top side. It's going to be Robin. Kirsten lobs it off on top. Robin Jackson. Is she able to save it? Nope. It gets away out of bounds, and Benedictson will have it in play between their bench and the scorer's table with 2:15 to go in the half. Now the fans here enjoying the concessions. Let's see. One of Benedictson's most faithful fans is maybe the biggest sack of popcorn I've seen in a very, very long time. Skip pass out on top. Ravens into the forecourt. Here's Josie Weiser with it. Josie with 2 points in the ballgame. The feet goes down to the baseline left, and it's going to be out the hands of Kennedy Nicholson. Park will have it back in. 2:04 to go in the half. For Benedictson, Nicholson, Kramer, Weiser. Here's Quillo and Mr. Rocca. There's your Lady Raven five. Park has Robin Jack and Shelby McGee, Pettiguero, and Robin. Now the ball up top side, little hook pass across the floor. They're going to say, trying to drive into the middle. Ivitz, Robin Jack palms the ball over. Benedictine is going to have it back in play. Twyla will inbound it here. We're down to a minute 47 to go in the half. Allie Kramer gets it back into the forecourt on the pass. Down the left side to Kyra. Feeds across the lane, and it's going to be stolen. Trying to get it Twyla bit. Quick defense, and that pass was destined for nothing good as there was a lot of white jerseys between those Raven players. Minute and a half to go in the half. Pirates back in control of the basketball. Robin Jack with it. Eases away to the left side in front of Nicholson. Comes out between the circles. Perdiguayo. The pass in the middle. Batted away by Josie. Josie wasn't even looking at it. She knew the ball was probably coming into the middle. Just extended her arms. The ball bounces away. Benedictine up the court. Josie launching. Three. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Taken away by Twyla. She'll follow it home. Karis Quillo for two. That is her fifth point of the game. Benedictine up 10. 33-23. Inside a minute to go in the half. This is Benedictine's largest lead now. Cartaguayo with it for Park. Kicked it to the right side. Now the pass into the middle. Spatted free. It's rolling around. Taylor Shelby's going to rescue it. Kyra has gone way out to guard her. Now the drop of the shoulders at an offensive foul. There's just no foul at all. The Raven player hits the turf. No foul. And the layup is going to be good underneath for Park. 33-25. Shot clocks off. BC with 20. Top side. Allie Kramer. Right side, Josie. Kyra at the top of the key. Back out it comes to Kramer. 11. Now down to 10. The drive underneath, and we have a whistle. And it is a Park foul with 6.1. Denisha McGee will have her first personal foul, but well over the limit. Park will put Benedict into the free throw line, and coming up there is going to be Allie Kramer. Her first is good. So Allie Kramer, now, what, 4 of 5 at the free throw line? This one is a little bit short. Gets her own rebound, loose on the floor. Twyla gets a shot up, doesn't hit it, and we have come to halftime. Intermission here in Bracken Sports Center. We'll be back to summarize the opening half of the ladies' game for you as they go to the locker room. It's Benedictine 35, Park 25.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Acheson.
for the headback witness here. The teams are at halftime. The guys club out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we'll have men's college basketball coming up here on Kent Radio at approximately 7:30 at the conclusion of the ladies' game. Speaking of the ladies' game, Benedictine leaps out in front early. They have never surrendered the lead and have led by as many as 10, and that's where they're at right now, up 10 at the break. A recap of the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Park, pays it away, is Marina Perdiguello. She's got 8 points so far this evening. Kanitra McGee with a half a dozen, four apiece for both Akeel Lane and Taylor Shelby. Two in the opening half for Makeva Artis, and one for Iva Dravinjak. For Benedictine, what a great first half for Allie Kramer. Already in double figure scoring, 11 points for Allie Kramer. Aaliyah Reigns has knocked in 7 points in the first half, 5 for Twyla Carasquillo. Kiana Herrera with 4 at halftime, and then 2 apiece. Kennedy Nicholson, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Kyra Misuraca. Looking at fouls real quickly, for Park, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 players with 2 fouls each. No one with more than that for Benedictine. Twyla has 2 fouls, and Aaliyah Reigns with 2 fouls. No other Benedictine player with more than 1. Shooting in the first half, Lady Ravens are just about spot on with what coaches expect or at least hope for coming into a ball game. Benedictine needing half of their shots from the floor, 11-22. Not quite as good from the outside as they'd like to be, as they are 3 of 8. That's 38%. Reigns is 1 of 1, and Allie Kramer is 2 for 3. No other Lady Raven has been able to hit a 3-point shot in the first half. And the free throw line has been in 2/3. They'd like to do a little better than that, maybe. They're 10 of 15 in the line for Park. 44% from the floor and 10 of 23 shooting. 1 of 4 from the outside. They have not put up many long shots, and only 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Tell you what, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll return. Second half of the ladies' game coming up next. And then don't forget again, guys basketball after that. But right now, with your intermission score here in Parkville, Missouri, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 35, Park University 25. We're kicking it back with festive holiday music in the background to our man Joseph, who no doubt has a festive tone in his heart for a halftime.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Vapes in Atchison at 711 Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates, right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories, and all the e-juice from salts to sub-ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Coming up on the Kerr Country Sports Schedule, Thursday night, we've got JCN versus Troy, with the game starting at about 6 p.m. in the evening, with the girls' game for JCN at 6 at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Then at 8 p.m. we'll have the boys game and the JCN versus Troy game. Friday, we come back to high school basketball with Valley Falls at Donovan West. Again, 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the girls game. The boys should take to the court around 8. Saturday, we go back to college basketball as we've got Benedictine Ravens on the road at Clark. 12 noon is the scheduled tip for the women's game. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the men's game. I'll be back in just a moment.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Taking a look at the current scores we've got around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got Evangel topping Baker at the halftime. It is Evangel 33, Baker 28. At half as well, it is Graceland over William Penn, 36-34. Central Methodist is currently leading Culver Stockton, 38-34. And in the game that you're enjoying right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Benedictine leading Park, 35-25. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Care Radio presents Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. We'll draw 5 names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you'll be in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our final sign-up will be Friday, December 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Taco John's at 216 South 10th in Atchison.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look a little bit further afield in our Care Country sports schedule, Coming up on Monday evening, we will have Pleasant Ridge at Marhill Mount Academy with the girls scheduled to take to the court at 6 p.m. Again, it's a Marhill Mount Academy game, so it might be starting just a hair late. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Then on Tuesday, the 20th, we will have what it looks like is Horton at ACCHS. So just keeping you guys abreast of the current sports schedule. We're going to take a look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 35 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 20 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected Friday. Decreasing clouds by Saturday. Low 30s Friday. Upper 20s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 35 degrees in downtown Atchison. We've got cloudy conditions out there. It feels like 27. Winds are rolling at about 11 miles per hour out of the west-southwest. The relative humidity is 65%. The dew point, 25 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.69 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just about a minute.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here in Parkville, Missouri. College basketball this evening here on Care Radio. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer, engineer. Also, at halftime, he's the news guy, weather guy, sports guy. He's the guy who emptied the vacuum cleaner, I think, you know, during the second quarter. Probably cleaning the windows because he just kept sick of fans. Joseph, thank you very much for all the things you do back there. Tom comes to the court side. The two teams have left the court, huddled around the respective coaches. We're set to go to the second half. Benediction at Park, intermission score. Lady Ravens in front, 35 to 25. We're going to see who these clubs are going to be putting out on the court to begin the second half. For both of them, it looks like it's probably going to be the original starting five. Lady Pirates will have Lane, Shelby McGee, Martson, and Martin for Benedictine, Kramer, Weiser, Harris Willow, Jacobs, and Rain. That's the go, and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine to the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim will be going from right to left across your dial here in the second half. Park will be putting the ball in play off the alternate position, and we're back underway. Lady Pirates with the basketball. Trying to spread the floor a little bit, driving in, a little running one-handed layup is up and off the mark, and Twyla just wrenches the basketball free. Karis Quillo will rebound it away for Benedictine. One of the Park players had reached in, but Twyla was just not going to have that taken away from her. Now the drive in the middle of the range, dumps it off on a bounce pass, and the layup is going to be up and good. JJ plus one. officials coming over to the scoring table. The foul is going to be on Parks. Perdiguayo, it'll be her second, first of the third quarter. And for Benedictine, Jacobs will have her first field goal of the game. And that free throw will give her her fifth point. She's now 3 of 3 at the line. Benedictine expands its lead now to 38-25. It is their largest advantage this evening. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Pirates with the basketball, and up top side with it is going to be Taylor Shelby. Comes off on top to go around the horn. Benedictine in the player defense. Top side is going to be Denitra McGee. Back over to the right side lane. Her shot partially deflected, but the official from way outside and in front of the park bench will call a foul. It'll be on Josie. Josie will have collected her second foul of the game. Benedictine's first second half foul. Coach Folsom is going to call Josie over, and he's having a conversation with her here near the Benedictine bench as Park will come to the free throw line. The first shot up, rolling away, no good. One more shot coming up here for Akil Lane. This one is in. She has her fifth point tonight. 38-26 Benedictine. We go inside, 9 minutes to play in the third quarter. Allie Kramer into the forecourt for BC. Over to the right side to Kira Squillo. Back out on top, it'll be JJ. Little backdoor pass, Twyla goes in, twist counterclockwise. Didn't get the shot away, goes to Kramer, goes three. Can't get it. Rebound to go back down. Underneath for Park is going to be Michaela Ortiz. Michaela, a real force in the middle, now running jumper from the left side, and Lane will knock it down. She's got all the Park points so far in the second half. 38-28 Benedictine. 8.5 to go in the third. Ravens will lob it over to the left side to Josie. She looks into the middle, comes out on top of the ring. Aaliyah speeds inside. JJ, little left-handed layup. Just a little too much on it. Ortiz coming down with the rebound and back up the floor of the basketball. Park. Taylor Shelby, quick outlet down the right side of McGee. McGee comes out on top to Shelby. That brings Coach Cooper to his feet, holding a hand in the air so the team slowed down and just kind of gets this offense under control. Coach Cooper's been here longer than you think. 13 years, the time flies, and the lob pass down low is going to get away out of bounds. Benedictine will have it back in play. I'm not sure if Coach Cooper took over, and many of you fans from around the area will remember when, for a short duration, trying to remember the name of Coach Merriweather, former Kansas City King player, with the women's coach here at Park. Beautiful movement of the basketball. The assist to Jacobs, and Jonesy Weiser gets the bucket. Jonesy's got four. So be Merriweather. How about that? 40-28 Benedictine. Brady's coach here for some time, and that might have been Coach Cooper's predecessor. Here's the feedback over to the right side and off on top. Back door goes again. Park will head for the baseline, feed it, left-hand jumper in the lane is up and no good. Twyla had it, knocked it away, it's going to be picked up. Here comes Josie. It's the Ravens with a two-on-one break. Josie's behind the back layup, no good. Rebound down, it's going to be a tied-up basketball off the right side of the lane. Possession to Benedictine. Josie got the break down the court, drove to the left side of the lane, went up with the right hand and kind of laid it up behind her head and off the backboard, but it came off the glass a little too hard, went off the front of the rim. Alex Kramer is going to come out of the game, and Benedictine is going to bring Kennedy Nicholson in as their first substitution of the second half. Coach Folsom has used the vast majority of his bench tonight. He's seen a lot of different players out of the court. The bounce pass in the middle is going to be kicked by Taylor Shelby, and the Ravens are going to have it back in with 6:49 to go in the third quarter, and the shot clock being reset to 20. Josie putting it in play. Looks in, and lobs it way off on top. Kennedy thought about the three, then skip pass underneath, and the layup will not go in for Jacobs. Rebounding it down underneath is going to be Ortiz. Outlet up the floor. Lane puts a shot on his way and it won't go in. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Aaliyah Raines. Raines coming down. She is 1-on-3. Has to slow down and wait for teammates. Beats in the middle to JJ. Has it stripped out of her hands and the Ravens are going to turn it over. Now the upcourt pass stolen back by Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson double teamed and run over on the near side right in front of us here. And there's going to be a foul. The question is going to be against which of the two players who had kind of plowed into her while the foul be called, and they're going to say Taylor Shelby with her second foul. That will be the second foul of the quarter by Park. Benedictine has committed one, and now Benedictine will go to the bench, and Maddie Garrison is in. Maddie is in the game. Lady Ravens have also brought Kyra Mr. Rocca in. Here's Twyla from the baseline left. Jump shot off the mark. Rebound tipped around it. It was picked up by Park. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Park with the basketball. Ravens leading it by a dozen. Into the lane, spinning. Two-handed shot won't go. Rebounding down. It's going to be Garrison. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson up the floor with the left-hand dribble. Comes out on top to Maddie. Garrison gets grabbed by Arquise. Goes right side, Twyla. Head fake, shoots and score. Nicely done. Hi, Benedictine. Twyla has 7. A lot of great Raven players in the past have gone with that head fake, and Twyla used it well right there. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine pushes its lead down to 14. 42-28. And the ball loose down to the baseline, knocked away by Nicholson, who nearly saves it. But the official down to the baseline, it says, no, it's going to be out of bounds off BC. Alec Kramer back in. Leah Raines comes out with 5:20 to go in the third. It'll be Park basketball and coming into their offensive baseline. Pirates looking. They're going to lob it way out on top. Standing right on the three-point line with the basketball, starting over to the left side. Here's a shot for the baseline, up and a long two, knocked down by Marina Perdiguayo, and she's in double figures with 10. 42-30 BC, and we have 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Game moving along at a really reasonably fast pace. Now here's the pass out of the reach of Mr. Rocca. Ravens are going to throw it away. Flying down court, going down the left side, Taylor Shelby. She'll pull up, jump shot good. Running jump shot from about 14 for Taylor Shelby. She's got a half a dozen, and Benedict's lead trimmed to 10. 42-32 at the 440 mark of the third quarter. Lady Ravens here in the heart of American Athletic Conference on the road to the newest team in the conference, Park University. Twyla feeds it in the middle to Maddie. She'll drive right side, comes out on top. Kennedy gets 3, won't drop. Rebound tipped down, and Park is able to save it down to the baseline. The Ravens are going to press on the upcourt play. Starting up the floor, and there was a near travel. I thought there'd be a whistle on Perdiguayo, but apparently she got rid of the ball quickly enough. Benedictine set to bring Herrera into the game. Little give and go to the right side. Arquise power move. It's going to be stripped out of her hands from behind by Kramer. So Karis Quillen is going to come out, and also coming out for Benedictine is going to be Garrison. Josie Weiser comes back in, and also in for BC, Kiana Herrera. 4:01 to go in the third quarter. Arquise will take the inbound, goes into the lane. The shot is off the window, but it's no good. And just about as quickly she comes into the game, Kiana Herrera will have claimed her third foul this evening, or her second foul, referred to the third quarter this evening. At the line for Park comes Marina Perdiguayo. She is 1 of 2 at the free throw line, has 10 points tonight. 2 free throws here, the first of which hits the back, kicks away, it's no good. No substitutions coming in for the team on the dead ball opportunity. One more shot coming up here for Marina. It is up. Rattles it in. 11 points. Marina. And we've got a timeout. Raven fans working the outside, taking in some laps around the track up here. We're taking a break. Joseph, there are 3:56 to go in the third quarter. It's Benedictine 42, Park 33.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
back with you here at Parkville, Missouri. Benedict is coming out of the timeout. But he's putting the ball in play from the backcourt. And here come the Lady Ravens. Allie Kramer brings it in. Gets it over to Kennedy. That is a great pair for BC of guards. Here's a little backdoor pass. And it's going to be kicked out of bounds. They'll say it was kicked. And then it goes off. Nicholson out of bounds to Park. On the floor for BC right now, Nicholson, Kramer, Weiser, Herrera, Misuraca. They got really a three-guard offense, a power forward, and a strong post in the middle for BC. Misuraca battling in there with Michaela Ortiz. Ortiz backs in, turns and shoots it in. Michaela Ortiz has four. And it is 42-35. Park battling back into this. Here's Jones. He goes to the baseline, stumbles. The ball gets away. Park will bring it up the floor. Lady Pirates into the floor. Gordon will bring it off on top and reset the wrong pitch. Drama Jack will run the ball club from the one. Here's a feed from the left side. The shot way off the mark. And the rebound so far off, it hit off the backboard. It comes all the way out above the three-point circle where Park will recover it. And now we're going to have a foul on the floor. It's going to be on Kennedy. Not going to be on Kennedy. It's going to be on Kyra. But this is down to the baseline, and there's a play that's coming down there. I thought he was going to get on Nicholson. It's Rockhouse. First foul, 13 fouls. Back up with it will come Park. They're going to be putting it a play down to the baseline. Skip pass is going to come in and be on top to Denise McGee. Again, up high, Michaela Ortiz. McGee feeds right, goes to Ortiz, kicks it off top, down to the baseline, wide open, uncontested, three, no good. Rebound slapped out of bounds, it'll be Benedictine basketball. 42-35, Lady Ravens in front, but Park is on a, 7-0 run right now. Lady Ravens looking to maybe snap that. 2:22 to play in the third quarter. Out on top of the basketball, playing up high, Mr. Rocca. She'll now drive into the lane, puts up a layup, and way too hard misses it. And now we're going to have a foul on the rebound, and it will be on Benedictine. It will be on Kyra. We're going to call on Kiana. Don't miss that one again. Kiana Herrera's third foul. And I think that's going to bring her out of the game. It will. She nods. She goes, yeah. It's like when you're a player, you know the coach is coming after you, and what you do is you don't make eye contact. You look at the ball, you look at the amount of play, but don't turn your head and look at the bench, right? It didn't work. Twyla Carrasquillo comes into the game, and Benedictine comes back on defense. 2:07 to go in the third quarter. Outlet, fast break down the floor, and as she goes in for the layup, Taylor Shelby's going to be fouled. Two Ravens surround her, and they're going to call a foul on Josie. It's going to be the third foul for Josie Weiser. And Benedictine is over the limit. Park will be coming to the free throw line first. We're going to get a Lady Raven timeout. Don't forget the guys' game coming up at 7:30. But right now, we got a break in the action with 2:04 to go in the third quarter of the ladies' game, where it is Benedictine 42, Park 35.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Live anywhere in the metro area, you're probably here right now. Welcome back to the Brecken Center on the campus of Park University. Lady Pirates coming to the free throw line. Free throw, it's up and in. And Taylor Shelby will hit her first free throw opportunity of the ball game, drawing her team back to within six. She can cut it even closer. 42-36. One more shot. Got them both. So Shelby hits them both. She's got 8. It's 42-37. Benedict's 14-point lead is now 5. 1:45 to go in the third quarter. This third quarter has not been good for Benedictine. Over to the right side. Shot high up off the window. Will not go in for Aaliyah Raines. And back up with it will come Park. They're going to make this thing a one-possession game. Park will run around to the right side. Drop it. Jack will cut down the left side of the lane. Swings it over now to Denise McGee. Comes off on top. Back over to the right wing. They look in the middle. The drive down across the baseline. The lob off on top is batted away. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Allie. Kramer down the right side. Dishes to the left. JJ goes up. Gets fouled. Coming to the line for two. The foul on Park. It's going to be on Hilda Morrison. Hilda's not been in the game, but she started this game for Park. Got two quick fouls in the opening quarter. We haven't seen her again until just now. Now she's got three fouls. JJ's free throw's up. No good. Jennifer Jacobs was 3 of 3 at the free throw line prior to that one. Has 5 in a ball game. Out of Wichita's Caitlin Mount Carmel. Second free throw is good. And Jacobs with 4 in the third quarter has 6 tonight. 43-37. Benedictine up a half a dozen. Minute 10 to go and rolling along here in the late going to the third. Pirates at the basketball. Lady Ravens staying in little player defense. There's a really long three, and it's way off the mark. The rebound tipped out. It'll be picked up by BC. Here comes Garrison down the floor. She'll work it over to the left side. Get double teamed there. Comes out on top. 17-foot jump shot. Not going to drop. Rebound underneath. Jacobs goes up. Has it blocked out of her hands. Back up with it will come Park. 47 seconds left in the third quarter. Coach Cooper's on his feet, and his Park team has got themselves right back in this game. Having trailed early in the third quarter by as many as 14. Right now they're only down by a half dozen, and we're going to have a Park turnover, a foul. It'll be brought in play by Twyla. Shot clock, game clock, separated by 4 seconds. As Benedictine comes into the forecourt. Kramer goes all the way down the right side into the corner. Feeds underneath into the lane. JJ comes off on top. Kicks it out. Raines has it. Batted away. Stolen. Raines with a turnover. Here comes Park. Weaving into the forecourt. Down the left side, McGee. No shot there. Pushes it back on top. Shots on top at 9, 8, at 7. Pushes it into the third quarter. Back it away with 4. The shot. No. Rebound. Tipped around. Benedictine will control it. And that is the end of the third quarter. The third quarter is going to be good. Stay with us for that. But after 3 here in Parkville, Missouri, Benedictine's Lady Ravens 43, Park University 37.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
We go to the fourth quarter in this women's college game, and the Benedictine Lady Ravens, who have led from the very onset, and Allie Kramer hit a three-point shot on the initial possession of the game, but Park has never succumbed to the pressure. They trailed early in the third quarter by 14, 42-28, and they battled back. And since that time, I've scored 9-1. I've scored the Lady Ravens 12-8 in the third quarter. BC continues to be led by Allie Kramer with those 11 points, even though she scored none in the third. For Park, 11 points for Marina Perdiguello. We're set to go. Park will be putting it in play to begin the fourth quarter. We're underway. Pirates are going to bring it in, and Shelby will bring it up the floor. Kramer, Garrison, Jarisquillo, Jacobson, Raines to the Benedictine 5. Topside with it. Park, it's going to be Ortiz. Now she'll feed it left. Long three is up, no good. Rebound, Jacob. She just went upstairs and took that thing away from Morrison. And here comes BC on offense. Top side, range three, short. Hits the front left of the rim, carries down into the hands of Denitra McGee. McGee will come into the forecourt. She is one on three, goes to the rack, misses the shot. And another Jacobs rebound. Take a Jennifer's numbers. That is her eighth rebound of the game. And here's BC on offense. Kramer getting banged around a little bit, and Coach Folsom is on his feet, letting the team spread this out a little bit. Be patient, take some time. Here's a feed over to the right side. Jacobs in the lane, kicks it back across right side. Garrison kisses it off the window. Give her the bucket, and she draws the foul in the process. Officials looking over across the way to make sure he gets the right number. As Denitra McGee will have picked up her second foul, and the Ravens come to the line. Maddie Garrison, her first point to the game, and she has a chance to make it three. Kramer coming out of the lineup for Benedict, and Kennedy Nicholson will be in for her as his free throw is airborne and misses, and the rebound hauled down by Michaela Archie. It is 45-37 Benedictine. 8:57 to go in the game. Ortiz will take it to the high post. And again, Ortiz at 6'2". The feed over to the right side. Lane will have it. Akeel Lane. Now the pass down to the baseline. Cutting across. Back to Lane. All alone. It's three. No good. Rebound. Take it away by Twyla. Karis Glillo comes over to basketball. Needs some help. Lane is able to get it away to Kennedy. Nicholson will weave it to the forecourt, feeds it over to the left side. Garrison dumps it back, and the ball slapped out of the hands of Jennifer Jacobs. You so many times hear that. Make the extra pass. Make the extra pass. That time they made one too many passes. It allowed Tonk and them time to get back up the floor and defend the shot. Ravens putting it in, 20 on the shot clock. Comes out on top, the feed in the middle. Beautiful move. Just the defender, Ortiz, and Jacobs will go in and lay it off the window for her 8 points of the game. And as quickly as that, Benedictine is shoved back ahead by a double-digit margin, 47-37. 8:08 to go in the game. Again, Akeel Lane will drive, shoots it off the window and missed it. Got her own rebound, feeds it over to the left side. This shot's no good, but Ravens are going to be called for a foul. Flashing to the bucket, Taylor Shelby gets fouled. And the foul is going to be the third foul by Aaliyah Raines. So for the Ravens, Josie Weiser, three. Aaliyah Raines, three. Kiana Herrera, three. Benedictine is going to bring Garrison and Karis Quillo out of the game. And Josie Weiser will come back in. So will Herrera. And a free throw, in and out, no good. At the free throw line tonight, Park, 8 of 14. This one, 9 of 15. It is 47-38. 7:54 to go. Nice little ball handling exhibition being put in play. Out on top by Kennedy Nicholson. Goes right side, Rain. Rain's entry pass, and the layup won't go for Jacobs. Rebound, Park. Stay with Michaela Ortiz. Has been a dominant player in the middle, and now Park is going to turn it over. Driving into the middle, and they kind of losing the handle of the ball. Denitra McGee reached in with a second hand, got both on the top of the ball, and the official says, yeah, you can't do that. Here come the Lady Ravens. 7.5 to play. Again, up the floor, Kennedy Nicholson. Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas, and on the left side, Range, double teamed and fouled at seat. Defensive intensity for Park has gone up a click or two. That is going to be the third foul on Denitra McGee for the Lady Pirates. Benedictine will bring it in from in front of Coach Folsom. And here comes the Lady Raven offense. 7:20 left in the game. Shot clock down to 15. Ellen Top Josie. She's gone for the same three a handful of times. Still has not hit. And right in front of her setting the screen, Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs gets shoved to the ground and a foul. Taylor Shelby, her third. Now, again, no player on either team has picked up a fourth foul. That said, there are a lot of players out there right now with three fouls each. For Benedictine, again, Weiser and Raines and Herrera. For Park, you've got Shelby, McGee, Marston. Here comes the Lady Raven offense. Again, they reset that clock. 20. 7-11 to go in the game. Out on top is going to be Josie. Weiser, 0 for 2 from 3, 2 for 5 from the floor tonight for 4 points. Pass over to the left side. Out on top, 17-foot shot off the back of the rim. What? Twice, and it rolls in for Jacobs. She's in double figure scoring now with 10. 49-38, Benedictine. 6:50 to go. Lady Ravens back to an 11-point lead. Jumped out from the outside. There's a three. On its way and good. And Park refuses to roll over. It's 49-41. 6:35 left. Park coming down the court, getting a nice look in the middle, and the shot up and good. Three-pointer by Lane, Akia Lane. Got 10 points. Lady Ravens from the outside, three's up, no. And BC will rebound it down. Jennifer Jacobs with it. Skips it underneath Josie. Falling away, shoots it off the backboard, won't fall. Park with a rebound. Here come the Lady Pirates. Lane back into the forefront. She is a really good perimeter shooter. Benedictine's got coverage on her provided by Aaliyah Range. Pirates will go to the left block. The ball's going to be batted away. It's rolling around on the floor. Slapped away by Jacobs. Picked up by Weiser. Ravens 2-on-2. Weiser goes all the way. Goes in and draws a foul. Josie was taking that thing all the way to the goal. Gets fouled by Taylor Shelby, and now she will have a fourth foul. And for Park, it is their fourth quarter foul. So not only will Josie be coming to the free throw line here for a couple of shots, but Benedictine will be shooting free throws for the last 5:48 of the game. Josie Weiser coming to the line here. She has not had a free throw opportunity this evening. The first one here is perfect. Josie Weiser will collect that bucket. It is her fifth point of the game. This one rolls in. She's got a half dozen now. 51-41 Benedictine. Ravens are going to apply some pressure on the upcourt play. Long cross court it goes. Robin Zankel take it on the left side. Dribble toward the top. Kennedy Nicholson in her hip pocket. Robin Jack pushes off with a free handle. Forearm shiver. No foul call. Back into the right side. Into the lane. She's in front of the Park bench. 17-footer. Wide to the left side. Does not draw iron. Goes out of bounds on the second hop. And Benedictine will put it back in play. Lady Ravens up 10 with 5:20 to go. Allie Kramer walking it up the court. Dribbles with one hand, calls the offensive set with the other. Mr. Rocha coming up, flashes to the high post, takes the pass, kicks it back to Kramer. Here's Josie with it at the top. Robin Jack in her pocket. Now Josie pulls up a dribble, gets double teamed, her pass underneath. Twyla has it stripped away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off Benedictine. Lady Ravens turning it back over. For BC, we've seen some turnover today. That is their 15th turnover. 4:50 left. Park still trails by 10. So they've shown us their ability to score, how quickly they can cut into a lead. But what they have not been able to do is take a lead. Here's a beautiful pass, and a running layup is up and good for McGee. And as it goes through, Coach Cooper kicks the timeout. Joseph, how about a break if you beat your time? We're at 4:33 to go with this women's college game, where it is Benedictine's Lady Ravens 51, Park University 43.
Skyway Vapes in Atchison at 7-Eleven Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates, right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories, and all the e-juice from salts to sub-ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Welcome back here to Parkville, Missouri, the Brecken Sports Center here at the Park University campus. Here's Benedict and Josie. Puts on a move. Gets beyond her defender. Pisses it off the window. And Josie Weiser has 8. 53-43. Benedict did it. 4:10 to go. That was a nice move. That defender was just absolutely left in the dust. Top side with it. Park. Jobbin' Jack. Goes to the left side of the free throw lane. Backing in. Pushing away. Now rotating. Putting the shot on its way. That was not really a pretty shot, but it was successful. Marina Cartaguayo. And she's at 9 points now. 53-45. But the clock is the issue for the Lady Pirates. Here's Kramer, drives, falls away, shoots and misses, rebound, tied up underneath the goal possession to Benedictine. Aaliyah Raines will come back in, Nicholson will come out for Benedictine. So we've got Raines and Kramer out there, Harris Quittle, Weiser, Misuraca. Clock has been reset, the shot clock to 30. As BC brings it in, there was a little delay there. The officials conferred to make sure that they wanted 30, not 20. But a change of position is indicated, and Benedictine have it out on top. Weiser will go for that same three again. There it is! She rocks her head back, looks at the ceiling as if to say, it's about time. As she hits that three, she takes that shot from dead straight away at the center, about a half a step above the top of the three-point circle. And at that time it went in, and now we've got a foul off the ball, and Kyra will have credit for that one. It is only her first foul of the game, the Ravens' second fourth quarter foul, and a 3:08 to play, and the Lady Ravens leading it by 11 again, 56-45. Park will come in play at the baseline. Cartaguayo will inbound. A little skip pass. Artis back in the game. Like watching her in the middle. She takes no guff from anyone in that paint. Back over to the right side. Park being very patient as they run the shot clock to single digits. Lane will launch and score the three. Elaine, two threes in the fourth quarter. Pushed her scoring total to 13. 56-48. Cross-court pass slapped out of bounds by Akia Lane. Braves will have it in and right in front of their bench now. So Benedictine in front in the game by 8 points, 2:38 to go. Park's going to make any inroads. They're going to have to do it in a big hurry. Now we've got a whistle and a foul on the inbound play before the clock began running. And I always contended that's the time to commit that foul if you're wanting to collect one. And BC will be putting it into play again. Josie Weiser putting it in, gets it to Kramer. Now they will dribble it up to the top. One hand push pass over to Raines. She'll double dribble the ball. Allie Raines put it on the floor one time and picked it up. Then looked underneath and drove to the baseline. The official standing right behind her immediately makes that call. Nicholson is going to come back in. And Allie Kramer again will check out. 2:33 to go. Women's college basketball right now. Guys, college basketball coming up next here on KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison. And as the feed goes into the middle, looking to get it to Makila Ortiz. A foul over the back by Mr. Rocca. Kyra has quickly picked up a second. And again, you hear here in the background, head coach Chad Folsom kind of rallying his team up for that last run. 2:18 to go in the game. Benedictine hoping to get to 500 in the conference today. The feet to the left side of the free throw line. Ortiz backs in on Kyra, backs in. Those two are just nose to nose, and she'll have to bring the ball back out on top again. Great defense, Mr. Rock, as the shot clock is rolling down to 7. Shot clock at 5. And the pass to the baseline is out of the reach of everyone. And Robin Jack will turn it over. So Benedictine, that was kind of a double win. You ran a lot of time off the clock, and Park fails to score. BC into the fourth quarter. Inside now, 2 minutes left. Here's Nicholson around to the right side. Gets it to Raines. BC going motion way up top. Josie will cut around to the right side. Gets it to Kennedy. Shot clock at 14. The Ravens still moving the ball around the perimeter. Weiner will flash to the top, take the pass, kick it back over to the right side of Josie. Now back door goes Mishiraka off the window. It won't go in. But she ends up on the floor and will come to the free throw line. Kyra quickly to her feet. She's okay. The foul is going to be on the Akia Lane, and that was a great mismatch. It's Akia Lane, 5'7". Against Benedictine, 6'3", Kyra Mishiraka. Kyra will be at the line. She's only got 2 points tonight. Back in the opening quarter, these will be her first free throws of the game. This one rims all the way around and kicks out, no good. Kyra's going to come out of the game, and Benedictine's going to go to what could almost be a four-guard offense as Kylie Creamer's at the scorer's table. This free throw will not go in either. And a rebound, Artiste. And there's a foul. So the foul against Benedictine. It'll be on the Lady Ravens. And the third foul on Kyra. All of them have come in the fourth quarter. And for BC, the five on the court now are Kennedy Nicholson, Allie Raines, or rather, Allie Creamer, Twilight Harris Peel, Leah Raines, and Josie Weiser. Back it in, back it in. Shot blocked away. Knocked out of bounds. 1:16 to go. 14 on the shot clock for Park. Benedictine with that 56-48 lead. Park will have it into play at their baseline again. Only 14 on the shot clock. They'll skip it off on top. Taylor Shelby. They want the middle, and trying to get rid of the ball. Shifting her feet. Marina Perdiguayo will travel with it. Benedictine's going to have it back. Park's going to take a timeout. Pirates looking for that last moment third, but they're in trouble. Timeout with 1:09 to play. Benedictine 56, Park 48.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. Welcome back to Huntsville, Missouri. Benedictine with a minute 9 to go. He's got an 8-point lead. Guys coming up at about 7:30. Lady Ravens, even though they've got that 8-point lead, it's been basically in the last half of the fourth quarter, it's been all BC defense. In fact, Lady Ravens haven't scored in, what, the last 2:14 in the game? For Benedictine, Nicholson, Creamer, Harris, Grillo, Reigns, and it's going to be Jennifer Jacobs back out there now. Creamer double-teamed to the backcourt, gets it to Twyla. Twyla out on top. Kennedy, he'll throw it away. Nicholson lobs it over to the right side of the court, thinking that it was going to be Creamer over there. She was not. And now the Lady Ravens are going to take a timeout. Joseph, I will wear you out one more time. We're going to take another break inside a minute to play. It remains BC 56, Park 248.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Back with you here at Parkville. So inbound, and as the shot goes up, Weiler reaches in, commits a foul.
How about the Ravens, number 21, Spider-Man? Here's a little over third personal foul, 15 fouls.
So there is a foul by
Myla
Garrett-Grillo. It is her third. And at the free throw line for Park, you'll find Denitra McGee. Denitra is 3 of 4 at the free throw line. She's got 9 points. First one here is perfect. One more shot coming up. Takes her time. Plenty of time. Eyes it, and it's in. So she will get them both. Now, on the inbound, a fight for the ball. Twyla fights it free, looking for some help, needing some help, looks for a timeout. Did she get it? Twyla was jammed up, 3 defenders around her. She could not even see to find a teammate. And Benedict is going to take another timeout. Joseph, okay, I promise you, I wouldn't do it, so here we are. We're going to stay right here. Benedict and guys coming up here shortly on CARE Radio. We're down to 41 seconds to go in the ladies' game. BC leads it 56-50. Now, by no stretch of the imagination is that a safe lead in this day and age of the three-point shot. And Mark has absolutely not given up before the Lady Pirates. It's been a tough season, to be very candid. They come into the game tonight at 3-7 overall. They are 1-4 in conference play. Benedict is looking to get 500 in the heart. They're in tonight at 2-3 in the conference at 4-6 overall for the Lady Ravens. One more game in the first semester. Saturday is the trip to Dubuque at Clark. Lady Ravens will be putting it to play from the far side, around the 28-foot mark. They lead by 6, and it will be Karis Quillo putting it in bounds. Looking for some help, and we'll bring it in for a court. Here is Kennedy. Comes off on top. Screamer will go all the way to the baseline. Back out on top, Nicholson. Nicholson works left, and finally is fouled by Ortiz. Again, Ortiz was looking to commit that foul and having a hard time making it happen. 32 seconds left in the game. At the line, Kennedy Nicholson. Free throw. Round and round and in. So Kennedy will have her third point of the game. She's now 1 of 2 at the free throw line. That was a big one, making it a 3-position game. The second one is going to rattle around. It goes in as well. 58-50 Benedictine. And as Park gets into the forecourt, we're inside a half a minute. The feet underneath our team. Uncontested. Ravens did not even defend her. She's got 6. 58-52. Lady Ravens still in the backcourt with it. The lob will come to Kennedy. Nicholson across the timeline. Drives toward the lane. Cuts all the way across. Not going to put up her shot. Going to run time off the clock. Shot clocks off. Please keep it up top inside. And finally, chasing. Iva Dobrinjak will pick up the foul. Pretty Benedictin back at the free throw line. 13 seconds left. Kennedy Nicholson once again coming to the line. She hit those two just a moment ago. First one, right in. One more shot for Kennedy. 13 seconds to go. And it is not going to fall. Here comes Park. 10 seconds. Down 9. The ball rolling around loose on the floor. Ravens battle for it. It's going to be picked up. The 3. Too strong. Rebound. Lane. Follows it. No. Rebound. Ortiz. And the clock runs out. And the Benedictine Lady Ravens win it on the road here tonight. We'll be back to summarize the women's game for you. Final score, Benedictine 59, Park 52.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison and Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Well, the guys are out of the court warming up, and we've just been entertained with an exciting women's college basketball game as Benedictine led from coast to coast, but Park never allowed themselves to get out of the game. Ravens winning it here tonight by 7. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for Park, they had 3 players in double-digit scoring, Pace Vine, Marina, Perdiguayo, and Akio Lane with 13 each. 10 for Denisha McGee. It drops to Taylor Shelby's 8, and then Makila Artiza, half a dozen. Iva Robajak with 1. For the Lady Ravens, 3 players in double-figure scoring as Allie Kramer, Josie Reiser, each had 11. Jennifer Jacobs had 10. 7 apiece tonight for Twyla Karras Willow and Aaliyah Rain. Kennedy Nicholson with 5, and Maddie Garrison 2. And also, you had Kiana Herrera with 4-2 for Kyra Misuraca. For Benedictine, the rebound leader tonight, Jennifer Jacobs, so close to the double-double, with 10.9 rebounds tonight for Jennifer Jacobs. Benedictine, again, moves down to 5-6 on the season, 3-3 in the conference, and Park is now 3-8 and 1-5 in harsh play. We're going to take a little bit of a brief interlude, if you will, as the guys, again, out warming up. We'll be back for a men's college basketball. Again, the final score, though, in the women's game. Benedictine, 59. Park, 52. We'll return shortly, but right now, we're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio. We'll be back here in Parkville in 15 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.